This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. Our guest, the Spanish actor Javier Bardem, won an Oscar for his performance as a psychopathic killer in the 2007 Coen Brothers film No Country for Old Men. He played a seductive Spanish artist in the Woody Allen film Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Bardem has been a respected actor in international cinema for years. He earned 7 nominations for the Goya, known as the Spanish Oscars, and he's won 4 times. His films include Live Flesh, Before Night Falls, and The Sea Inside. He earned his 3rd Academy Award nomination earlier this year for his performance in the film Beautiful by Mexican director Alejandro González Iñárritu. It was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. It's now out on DVD. In Beautiful, Bardem plays a small-time criminal in Barcelona who runs a crew of African immigrants selling knockoff goods on the street. He also has connections to a sweatshop of illegal Chinese immigrants. But he's a loving and attentive father to his 2 children. Their mother, his wife, suffers from bipolar disorder. And on top of it all, he learns he has a life-threatening illness. I spoke to Javier Bardem earlier this year and asked him about playing the lead character in Beautiful.
It was very challenging, and I was scared to death to do it. But I thought it was going to be a very rewarding experience, which it was. Not only at a professional level, but also at personal level.
Yeah, and why at a personal level?
Because you have to face yourself. It's impossible to do a character like this from the outside. It's impossible to be 5 months, almost 12 to 14 hours per day, 6 days per week, submerged in this emotional state and not be affected. When you are portraying somebody and that has a very, a very specific weight, emotional weight, you feel like you're starting to really, to abandon your own body and go to someplace else. And then when you come back to yourself, people that know you well, family and friends, they know. It's like, why do you say that? Or why are you doing this? Or why are you behaving this way? You are not like that. But you, yourself, you don't realize because it's so unconscious that you don't have control over it.
Now, to the director, the Mexican, Alejandro González Iñárritu, I know that you and he were friends before this, and he wrote this part with you in mind in part. And he describes himself as a perfectionist. And this is hard to believe, but I read the scene in which you talk to your doctor and your doctor informs you that you have cancer, your character. I read that you took 50 takes of that scene. Is that right?
I don't know if 50, but a lot. he likes to shoot and shoot and shoot, and which that explains why he's, I would say he's the best actor, director I ever met. And why is that? Well, besides shooting 50 takes, which is very exhausting for everybody, it's about putting the camera in the right way, in the right place, at the right moment, and letting the actor breathe, and letting the actor to take the time, to take the journey. We both go to a place where we want to give the best of ourselves, and that's why we went through this journey together until the very end.
A lot of people saw you in Vicky Cristina Barcelona, a romantic comedy in which Barcelona looks just terrific. I mean, the sun shines and the scenery is beautiful and the sea is glistening. In this film, Beautiful, there's a very different side of Barcelona. Do you want to describe a little bit some of the neighborhoods that this takes place in?
Yes. This Barcelona is more the Barcelona of people and communities that are full of people that are coming from outside of Spain. It's more of a landscape of immigration. And it's around in the exterior neighborhoods out of the town. But also, in the middle of the town, there are many places where you can walk through these major and very famous shops. And 2 doors down the street, there is a big building full of, people that are trying to survive there. But basically, most of it happens out of the Barcelona that we know, which is the Barcelona that it was portrayed in Woody Allen's movie, which, by the way, is a beautiful Barcelona. But as any other town in the world, it has 2 faces.
Well, we have to talk about No Country for Old Men, the Coen brothers film, where you play Anton Chigurh, this truly scary sociopathic killer. First of all, just explain how you got the look of this guy.
Well, Tommy Lee Jones brought a book, a photo book, of photos that were taken in the frontier with No Mexico. And there was this guy who was in the photo. It was a kind of a black and white photo with a prostitute in a brothel in the frontier. And Joel and Ethan Coen brought that picture to me and they said, we want this. And the photo actually was very blurry. And I said, I don't know what you mean. I said, you'll know. You'll know soon. So they put me in the hair, in the makeup and hair trailer. And the hairdresser, which is a great, great man, he did this horrible haircut on my hair, with my hair. And there was no mirror. So I turned and I look at them and they were laughing so hard that one of them fell off on the floor. Ha, 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 ha. And I said, I need a mirror. I need a mirror right now. What's going on here? And I saw it and it was like, wow, that's really insane. But again, it's Coen Brothers. It's so brilliant idea. I mean, it's so brilliant. I mean, I knew that they give me 50% of my character with that haircut. It was their idea.
Right. And for people who haven't seen it, it's you have long hair. It's not particularly stylish. A.O. Scott of the New York Times called it the lost beetle from hell.
that's a good one.
Right. So let's hear just a little bit of you in this character. We have a clip here from the film. And for those who haven't seen it, the plot involves there was a bunch of drug dealers and there was a shootout. And this guy who happens to be a welder, who's played by Josh Brolin, comes upon a satchel full of drug money and is running. And your character, Anton Chigurh, is trying to track him down. And what we're going to listen to is a phone call between you and this guy who has the money. And one of the things that is referred to in the call is that you know where his wife lives and is headed to Odessa, Texas. And the clear intimation is that you will kill his wife if he doesn't bring you the money. So let's just listen to this conversation. This is our guest Javier Bardem and Josh Brolin in No Country for Old Men.
You need to come see me.
Who is this?
You know who it is. You need to talk to me.
I don't need to talk to you.
I think you do. Do you know where I'm going?
Why would I care where you're going?
I know where you are.
Yeah, where am I?
You're in the hospital across the river, but that's not where I'm going. Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah, I know where you're going.
All right.
You know she won't be there.
It doesn't make any difference where she is.
So what are you going up there for?
You know how this is going to turn out, don't you?
Nope.
I think you do. So this is what I'll offer. You bring me the money and I'll let her go. Otherwise, she's accountable. The same as you. That's the best deal you're going to get. I won't tell you you can save yourself, because you can't.
And that's one of the 10 scariest guys I've ever seen in a movie. That's our guest, Javier Bardem, from the film, the Coen Brothers film, No Country for Old Men. You know, your character, Anton Chigurh, we don't really know anything about him in the film. And I gather in the novel, the Cormac McCarthy novel, he's also not so clearly defined. Mm-hmm. Did you have a backstory in your head that told you how he became what he was?
That's a very funny and very interesting question. No, I didn't. And actually, that's one of the things that I love to do the most, to create a story, backstory in my head that will help me to understand what I'm doing. But in this case, I've prepared the role with my acting teacher, Juan Carlos Coraza, which has been my acting teacher since 22 years ago. And of course, when I go there with Juan Carlos, with my acting teacher, I go based on the ideas that the Coens want me to do. It's not something that he will direct me how to do it and then I will go to the set and do what I want. No. It's like, I talk to the directors, they tell me what they want, I go there to the laboratory, try different things, come back to them, and they choose what they want. And I was working with Juan Carlos, and we found, like, there is no way there's backstory. And that's the great thing. He is not a human being. There is no backstory. He is a symbol. He is a symbolic idea of violence. He is a man that comes out of nowhere and goes to nowhere at the end. So he's death himself. He's violence himself. And that's why we wanted to create this thing where you are not sure what is him, if he's a man or a machine or a biblical plague or what. And that was funny to do, but also very delicate to not transpass the line. And in that, the coins had a lot to say because they were directing me on the set in a very, very, very subtle way, but also without losing the sense of humor.
Sense of humor, huh?
Yeah, that look, that way of walking, that way of throwing one line here and there, that's something that the coins were, they were pushing me, not pushing me, like asking me to do. And sometimes I will go like, why, you don't need that, why would he do that? And they were laughing. And they said, you'll know when you see the movie.
Can you think of an example of one of those things that you said, why do you want me to do that? And then it made sense later?
I don't know, there's a scene where I go to the trailer park and I ask for Josh Brolin's character, and there's this woman there, and then I ask where he is, and she says, I cannot give any information. And then I naturally look at her, and I went away, and they said, no, you look at her, and you stay there for 2 minutes. And I was like, what? Yes, we want you to look at her and stare at her for 2 minutes. I mean, without blinking. I said, okay, I'll do that. And I thought at the moment it was a little bit too forced, you know, too pushy. But no, they knew exactly. And that's one of the moments where I think and I know people laugh the most with that look. So those are the things that the coins know how to do the best.
Yeah, I remember that scene too. And she says, sir, mm-hmm. We can't give out no information.
Exactly.
You stare right back at her. You became a really leading actor in Spanish cinema. Did you aspire to act in English then at all?
Well, I'm 42 years old, so I guess my generation, we all grew up with Taxi Driver and Apocalypse Now and great performances done in English, along with some of the great performers also in Italy, France, and of course Spain, which mm-hmm. I have the chance to work with some of them. But I never thought about going out of Spain and working in a foreign language ever, because that was totally out of my my radar. No, it's like, no, that's not going to happen. But it happened. That's the weird thing. And if you ask me why, I can tell you. There's this lovely man called Julian Schnabel, which uh-huh. I love and I adore, who had the guts to say, I want you to do Before Night Falls. And everybody around was like, why, who's that guy? Why him? And he said, well, because I like him, because he saw some of my movies in Spain. At that time, I didn't speak any English. And he said, we're going to make this together, don't worry, it's going to be fine. And I have one of the best experiences of my life doing that movie. I will never forget it. And we worked hard and we made it, and I guess that brought some attention.
You really didn't speak English before getting into that movie?
No, I mean, just hello and give me a glass of water. That's uh-huh. all. I'm always saying that I know how to curse very well because I've learned English listening to AC/DC.
Okay.
So I'm a huge fan of AC/DC, and so I was translating the lyrics, so I know how to curse.
You have to start somewhere, right?
Exactly.
Well, we should just pause a minute on this film, because it was a real important one for you. Before Night Falls, directed by Julian Schnabel, it's you play the poet and novelist Reynaldo Arena, who mm-hmm. was a gay man persecuted in Cuba during the revolution. It kind of takes us through the 60s, through the Mariel Boatlift, when you, his character, ends up in New York and gets AIDS. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. it's a really dramatic role. And one of the things that's fascinating to me about it is that it takes place in Cuba, but much of the dialogue is in English. How is acting in English different from acting in Spanish for you?
It's a totally different situation. And it's like here, I'm trying to express myself and share some opinions and be relaxed. And there is this office in my brain full of people working at the same time that I'm talking to you, trying to not be wrong with the intonation, with the words. So it's very exhausting.
The office is translating, because, right? Okay.
Exactly. If I speak Spanish, that office is closed. There's nobody in the office. I mean, I'm fine but by my own.
You got to work with Woody Allen on Vicky Cristina Barcelona. How did you get that role?
Well, I had a call from Mr. Woody Allen, which I was very impressed by. He told me briefly, I have a script for you. I want you to read it. And he hung up. And I said, okay, whatever. And then I read it, and I thought it was fun, and it was very, very, smart, because it's about the stereotypes and the people behind those stereotypes. And then he called me back and said, do you like it? I said, yes, okay, you are on. It was that easy.
So let's listen to a clip. This is a moment early in the film. You play this romantic painter, Juan Antonio, who approaches these two young American women who are in Barcelona, played here by Rebecca Hall and Scarlett Johansson, and make a pretty forward proposal. Let's listen.
American?
I'm Christina, and this is my friend Vicky.
What color are your eyes?
They're blue.
I'd like to invite you both to come with me to Oviedo.
To come where?
To Oviedo. For the weekend. We leave in 1 hour.
What? Where is Oviedo?
A very short flight.
By plane?
Mm-hmm.
What's in Oviedo?
I go to see a sculpture that is very inspiring to me. Very beautiful sculpture. You'll love it.
Oh, right. You're asking us to fly to Oviedo and back?
No, we'll spend the weekend. I mean, I'll show you around the city and we'll eat well, we'll drink good wine, we'll make love.
Yeah, who exactly is going to make love?
Hopefully the three of us.
Oh, my God.
I'll get your bill.
Jesus, this guy, he doesn't beat around the bush. Look, senor, maybe in a different life.
Why not? Life is short, life is dull, life is full of pain, and this is a chance for something special.
And that's our guest, Javier Bardem, putting moves on Scarlett Johansson and Rebecca Hall in Vicky Cristina Barcelona. You dog. Have you ever done anything like that in real life?
No way. Actually, I was shooting that scene and I said, who in the world is going to believe this? But Woody Allen did it right. I guess some people thought it was funny and those two girls were crazy enough to do it.
Right, and then off goes romantic triangles, quadrangles, and mm-hmm. pentangles.
I think it's a great movie, because it's really about, I was saying before, about the stereotypes, about the clichés, the Spanish cliché and the American cliché, actually, and the people behind those clichés, that basically we are all the same, we have the same fears, needs, and the way it's put together, I think it was very fun, but also very poignant, very, very, very... I'm very delightful to watch.
Right, and Penelope Cruz comes in a terrific mm-hmm. performance. Some people probably saw this as an antidote to the Anton Chigurh character, where you're this psychopathic killer in No Country for Old Men. Did you see it that way at all?
Not really. No. I don't have a plan. I don't have a plan in my head. I mean, things happen. Things have a meaning to you, and you do it. And there's no way that you can do a next step based on the previous one. That doesn't work that way, in my opinion. I mean, Woody Allen gave me this call. He showed me this. I thought it was going to be fun and great cast, Barcelona. And I said, well, why not? Let's do it. And once again, Woody Allen was shooting one take. So it's a different experience for 30 takes to one take and no rehearsals. So it was kind of jumping off the cliff for me because the scenes are very long and there's no cut. So it was very challenging and also very, rewarding.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how he was different from some of the great international directors you've worked with. That's one way. One take, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, one take and no rehearsal and I don't know if I ever came to him and said I would like to speak about my character, but I think I did that, and he looked at me like, I killed someone. Like, what? What is that? I said, no, don't worry, I won't bother you again.
Really? You just...
Yeah.
You give me your interpretation and it'll work, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. He's one of those who said, I do the cast, and I do the cast because I know you can play it, so don't come to me and bother me with your method questions. But in a very funny way. And of course, it's Woody Allen, so of course you say, of course, Mr. Allen, whatever you want.
Actor Javier Bardem recorded in February. He earned an Oscar nomination for his performance in the film Beautiful. It's now out on DVD.